the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a couple here. They have a testimony to encourage you and I. Help me welcome Mr. and Mrs. Oren. Mr. and Mrs. Oren, if they are here. Mr. and Mrs. Oren, are you here? Wow. Please clap for them. This is a young church. Yeah, a very young and thriving. I need you to clap, and encourage them. Your faith is going to be amplified. Your faith will increase in Jesus' name. Amen. Mr. and Mrs.
Amen. Okay. Amen. As some of you know that I was pregnant. It didn't go to my time yet. I was 8 months. And one Thursday morning, I was feeling pain in my abdomen. But before that, when I was 5 months, I was feeling this pain. It was on and off. So I told my doctor, and he asked me to run some tests. And he told me there's nothing wrong. So when the pain started, I thought it was the normal pain that I've been used to have. So I waited. It was still coming. So getting to the evening, the pain became severe. So I called my husband that we have to go to hospital. So we went to Kolebu, that's where I've been going to my antenatal. When we got, the doctor said that there's no bed. So I've already had 3 CS before. So he said with 3 CS, when I started feeling the pain, they have to take the child, or like my womb can burst and I could lose my life. So they refer us to Ridge. So when we got there, they also said that they already have 5 emergencies. With my case, when they said that I have to wait, it will be a different story. So they told us to go to 37. When we got there too, they said they have a problem at their theater. So we should go to police hospital. When we got there too, they said they can't take me with my case. I'm not allowed there. So we went to SNAT. When we got there too, they said no, they can't take me there. So one nurse came out from the hospital and came to tell her that with this case, no hospital will take you. So rushed back to Kolebu and told them that we are not moving an inch until they take care of me. So the doctor said that at this time of point that I'm still alive, anything can happen. So we have to write a note that if something happened, it was not their fault. So I don't know if they did or not. But the doctor came to me and said he had to prepare me to theater. So that time, before we went to the hospital in the evening, it was 9 to 10 p.m. After going round to the hospitals and they didn't take us, it was around 4:30 a.m. So I went through that pain to that 4:30 a.m. So before the doctor said he had to prepare me to theater, it was around 5:30 a.m. So when we got there, before the nurse would tell me that, get up and climb the bed, I felt dizzy and I went off unconscious. So the next thing that I saw was around 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening. That's when I realized that I'm alive. And a lot of men go through this and they don't survive. And as we stand here, it's the Lord's doing. I really thank God for what he has done for me. Amen.
Wow. It's a real miracle. God bless you. They went round about 5 hospitals and came back to Kolebu. Said, I am not moving an inch until something. And from 5 a.m., delayed to the next day. I mean, the doctors are here. LP Dr. Rosemary. It's a miracle. The womb could have just gone, pow! And that is death. This is a miracle. We serve a living God, and that same God is here with us. The husband wants to make it very short.
All right, to add to what she already said, that evening that she called me, I called my dad, and his car also had a problem. But somewhere, somehow, the car was able to take us all around. So after they had finished and they are on their way home, that's when the car spoiled on the way. That's when the car spoiled on the way.
Let's give it up for our Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you, Mr. and Mrs. Oren. God is with us. Amen. Wow. Please clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Last but not the least for today is one of our lady pastors. She also has a testimony unto the Lord. Help me welcome our fine lady pastor, LP Loretta.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I didn't believe I have butterflies in my stomach climbing up here. And this is actually a testimony that my father asked me to share on his behalf. It's a request, so I had to do it. December 2015, thereabout. Normally after Christmas, there's another working period before the new year. A cousin of mine had a wedding, so the whole family went there. The Saturday, we had a wedding. The Sunday, everybody was there. We had a very nice time. And my dad, he's a sanguine. I mean, if there's anything like 100% sanguine, he is. So he was there. Everybody was happy to see him, bubbling. Everything was fine. And then we finished, and he drove himself home. He came with my dad. He went home, everything was fine. Around 5 a.m. the next morning, I was getting ready to go to work. I got a call from my mom. Normally when my phone rings, I won't pick it up because I'm trying to get ready and go to work. And I will just go till I get to my office and then I'll find out who called and call back. But as the phone kept ringing, I decided to check who it was, and it was my mom. And I was wondering, why would my mom call me around this time? We had a wedding and everybody's tired. I have to go to work. That's how come I'm awake. I picked the call. My mom goes, Dede, Babi Aneno, Opapanya. And that means, Dede, come right now. Your dad is dying. I was like, it cannot be true. I left my dad less than 5-10 hours ago, whatever, and you are calling me now to tell me that my dad is dying. No way. I jumped into my car, drove straight, got to the house, picked him up. We got to the hospital. Well, the long and short of it was that he had a stroke. He couldn't do anything, and he was almost on his way out. To the glory of God, I stand here today. The reason why I'm giving this testimony is that even though he asked me to do it, I am the eldest of 4 children, and the only boy we have is also the last born. So obviously everything else, it's me. And it was very stressful. I hadn't been through anything like that. I didn't think anything could get to me that much. My father is my best friend. I mean, my mom is my friend, but she's very, very strict. So you know how it is when you're growing up. You tilt towards your dad, and I don't do anything, or he doesn't take any decision without consulting me. So my father being ill was very stressful for me. That 2015, 31st December night was not an easy one for me. The new year, everything was just out of place. I was just believing God that he would help us sustain my dad. And 3 weeks ago, my brother got married, and he's my cousin but grew up with us. And to the glory of God, my father represented as the father. He's fine, he's healthy, he's walking with the aid of a stick, but if anybody checks my DP, you see him there. He's more than well. And I give God all the glory. And I stand here to also say a big thank you to Jesus Christ. He has been so good to me. This July has been such an awesome month for me. It's my birth of month. And I have every cause to be grateful to God, coupled with promotions here and there at work. So I give God all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. Please, your clapping does not commensurate. It does not commensurate the testimonies we are hearing. We serve a living God. The reason why we do testimonies is that you'll find your story in that person's story. And you will be encouraged and your breakthrough will come through. God bless you all. Receive your testimony, and I'll be expecting you next week in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's welcome once again the refreshing fresh breeze to breeze us with something refreshing. Clap for them, clap for them, clap for them. God bless you.
Thanking God they've come, and an has come to give them to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. He's waiting here for you. Come quickly now before they close the door. Oh, that's what this altar is for. Before they close the door, you can give your burdens to the Lord.
That's what this altar is for.
Is for. Amen. Nobody here has to carry your burden back home. Amen. You don't have to carry it home. That's what this altar is for. I pray that this morning God will be gracious to us and God will minister to us and God will help us mightily. Did anybody say amen?
Turn the Bible with me now too. A short message to the book of John, chapter 9. John chapter 9. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Push your neighbor and ask him, are you awake? Are you still in the service? Oh, push him. Look, make sure that he's awake. Very good. All right. Now we are still in this month. And talking about individuals and personalities in the Bible. And today I want to talk about this blind man. Bible says in John chapter 9, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. The first thing you can notice, Matthew, is that many of us have problems either from birth or as we grow up. Do you understand? There are two kinds of problems. Problems that come with us from our birth and our backgrounds. Are you there? And problems that we also come by us acquiring them as we get along. Sometimes by the friends you get. For the people that come your way. Are you there? So two sources of problems. Birth problems and problem that is what sociologists call it. Nature and nurture. Nature is your how you are made. Nurture is how you're brought up. So nature and nurture. Let us say nature and nurture. Shall we say it? Nature is N-A-T-U-R-E. That's nature. Nurture is what? N-U-R-T-U-R-E. So nature and nurture. Your nature is your makeup. Some people were born, you're not intelligent. You see, maybe, and sometimes your father will tell you, hey, you're very, I was not like that at all in school, but you got it from him, you got the genes from him. What a shock. You inherited, your bad mathematics from your father. But you said that when I was in class, I was topping my class all the time. One day you chance upon his report card. What a shock. It's in nature. Do you understand? Yeah, nature. Sometimes, so this man was born blind. And sometimes also things that you also acquire. You are not that you're not good at math, but he didn't learn. Because he had people who always ran away from school. So you acquired that bad habit. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. At the back, you see, the way the church is like, now I can't see people anymore at the back. So if you're at the back, make sure that your neighbor is not sleeping. Amen. All of you at the back, say amen. Amen. All right. Fantastic. Right. So, we have problems in our lives. Everybody have problems in our lives. Some of our problems are from our birth. And some of them are things we acquired on the way. But the good news is that whether from birth or whether acquired on the way, there's a solution for every problem. May God step into our life and deliver us from bad situations. So we come from families where people die young. Do you understand what I'm saying? People don't grow beyond 40. Some come from problems from families where nobody gets married. Some come from all sort of curses in our background. All sort of issues that haunt us and hang around us. But I believe that God's power shall break every yoke in your life. Bible says the anointing shall break the yoke. I believe that as you step into this month of August, every yoke shall be broken. Every yoke that came from your great-grandfathers, great-grandmothers, every issue that has plagued your life, it is coming to an end in Jesus' name. Let those who believe shout your loudest amen. You will not die with that problem. That problem will not kill you. Sometimes there are families with diseases, families with madness, families, these are all issues that come up because of our genes and places that we come from. But I'm here to tell somebody here that it's coming to an end. I said it's coming to an end. Lift your hand and say it's coming to an end. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Anything that has hung around your family, hung around your background, whatever, I believe the power of God. And I join my faith with your faith. And I declare that a new day is coming in your life. Shout your loudest amen again. Are you there? So this man was born blind. Now the second thing that you need to note here. Bible says, and verse 2. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents that he was born blind? Is the question. The disciples were asking him. For the Message Bible says, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, causing him to be born blind? You see, the next thing you must understand is that every problem, people will like to find their own solutions and reasons. There's a reason why this is happening. There's a reason why there's a reason. They want to find their own reasons. And they also want to find who they can blame for their trouble. I'm saying something. Yeah. Sometimes we look at people. Oh, this man is the reason why my father didn't look after me. That's why my life has become like this. My mother did this. My father, my auntie, my destiny. We're always, the Bible said, they ask Jesus, why is this man born blind? Is it his parents' fault or it is his fault? Now, who caused him? Whose fault is it? Who can I blame? Sometimes we blame ourselves. And we condemn yourself. You condemn yourself. And you have you go around with a long, twisted, twisted, contorted face. You always have self-pity. I'm so useless because of this. I'm not good for anything. You run yourself down, blaming yourself for things that you need not blame yourself for. What a way. Some ladies stand in the mirror and say, oh, if only my nose was a little smaller. Hey! Now you are moved to blame God for making your nose big. We are always blaming others. Push at him and say, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. The man is preaching to you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Sometimes we even blame ourselves for some mistake that you did 10 years ago. Can I talk to anybody here? Some mistake that you did. Maybe you disappointed somebody or maybe did something wrong. And up till today, you have confessed your sins. You have washed your, you have drank the blood of Jesus. You have eaten communion. You have rolled on the floor. You have gone for anointing service. Up to today, you are still condemning yourself for 10 years mistakes that you made. How can God be so merciless that he, one sin you are confessing all over your life? The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, so does he separate your sin from you. Stop running yourself down. Stop condemning yourself. Just tell yourself that because of this, and that is why my life is not working. The devil is a liar. I came to tell you that God is in control of your life. Lift your hand and shout amen. What a word. Push him and say, stop condemning yourself. Stop, tell him, stop running yourself down. Listen, lady, the reason why you're not married is not because you're not beautiful. You are beautiful. I say you're beautiful. And so if you believe what that silly boy told you, that you are not beautiful like that girl, listen to you. Don't accept that silly boy's story. Believe what God says about you. He says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Give the Lord a shout. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. You're a good person. Say I am a good person. Say I'm not evil. Say like you believe it. I am a good person. Say I am beautiful. Say I am not ugly. Yeah, some of you are not saying it because you have been told so long. Say I am not ugly. Say I am intelligent. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I see God delivering you from every curse and every negative word and bring you to a good place. You will do well. You will do well. God will help you. You are a good guy. You are a good girl. You are a nice person. You are doing well. Financially, you are doing well. God is helping you. God is on your side. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let every man be a liar, but let God be true. Lift your hand and shout amen, somebody. I'm preaching. Tell everybody, the man is talking to you. Tell him, you are the reason for this message. You are the reason for this message. You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. The enemy's plans about you will fail. You will live a full life. You will live a full life. You will enjoy the blessing of God, the favor of God, the goodness of God, the message of the Lord. Receive it in Jesus' name. It shall be well with you. I said it shall be well with you. Am I talking to anybody here? It shall be well in your family. It shall be well with your children. It shall be well with your business. Greater is he that is in you. What a word. What a word. Listen, it doesn't matter the mistakes you have made. It doesn't matter what you have done wrong. God forgives. God washes away sins. God makes brand new people. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Believe me, shout yay! Am I preaching to you? Am I preaching to you? Don't believe the report of man. Don't believe what has been said about you. Don't believe what your friends said about you. And stop blaming others. Stop blaming yourself. And just hand it over to God. Because God's power is about to be manifested in your life. Look at Jesus' answer. Look at the next verse. Verse 3. Quickly. The Bible says, Jesus said, you are asking the wrong question. They were asking, Lord, is the parent's sins or the man's sin that he was born blind? And Jesus said, you are asking the wrong question. You are looking for someone to blame. My Jesus. Tell three people, stop blaming other people. Stop blaming them. Stop blaming your boss who sucks. Stop blaming them. Because God is about to do something new. God is about to bless your life and change your life. Then stop blaming yourself. Stop blaming that girl. Stop blaming that boy who didn't marry you. Stop blaming that girl. Stop blaming your boss. Stop blaming any. Stop blaming. You are asking the wrong question. Hallelujah. You are asking the wrong question. You are looking for someone to blame. You are doing what? How many of us have blamed people before? Can I see your hand? If you have been honest, you have blamed people before. Oh Lord, Pastor, I don't know. If John has married me, hey! It's been 12 years since John went away. Stop turning away. Turn away from John and look up to God. Amen. Oh, the man didn't like me. The lady didn't like. Hey! Wipe your tears. Something new is about to happen in your life. Miracles are coming into your life. God is about to do new things in your life. Shout yeah! You are looking for someone to blame. There's no such cause effect here. Here, in this case, no cause effect. Look instead for what God. Come on, give him a clap. Give the Lord a clap. Give the Lord a clap. Look instead for what God can do. How many of you believe that God can do something? Jesus said that this is not his father or his own son, but the power of God will be made manifest. Look for what God can do. God can do everything. God can do everything. He can heal you. He can give you a house to live in. He can let you drive a nice car. He can lift you up. He will get you married. Look at what God can do. Instead, look for what God can do. I came to tell you, God can do everything. He's able to do far more, exceedingly, abundantly, than everything we can ever ask for or pray for. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? May God surprise you in the month of August. May God shock you in the weeks ahead. May God do amazing things in your life. May God give you what you can't even imagine. In the name of Jesus, look for what God can do. What are you believing God for? Ask your neighbor, what are you believing God for? Ask him, what are you believing? Hold the person's shoulder and shake him and ask him, what are you believing God for? No, I say hold the shoulder and shake the person. I'm coming for to you, those of you at the back who are sleeping. Shake him and tell, what are you believing God for? What are you believing God for? For your family to be saved? For a new job, for a new opportunity, for marriage, for children. What are you believing God for? 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 I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Are you there? Okay, hold the person's ear and ask him, what are you believing God for? What are you believing God for? God can do it. He 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 can do it. Shouty hallelujah. Can. God can. I said God can. I said God can. I said God can. Somebody is walking through open doors. Somebody's walking through open doors. Somebody's receiving a new job, a new opportunity. Doors are opening for your life. God can do it. 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 Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. I don't know about you, but I believe God. I said, I believe God. I believe God. You'll be an exhibit of the glory of God. You'll be an exhibit of what God can do. One of these days, you'll be walking up the stage. You say, Reverend Pazzi, I have a testimony. I have a new story. Yeah, 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 yeah. 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 on and read on the next verse. Let me just finish now. The Bible says, no, look, go to the King James. Bible says, Jesus said, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is still day. The night cometh when no man can work. Jesus is about to work the works of God in your life. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good. I see Jesus walking into your family. I see him walking to your office. I see him walking to your school. He is moving around doing good. May God do good in your life. He's working a work in your life. Shout hallelujah. I might work the works of the one who sent me. Jesus is still working. Push your name and say, he's still working. He's still working. He's still working. I see him walking right through your door. I see him walking right where you are. I see him walking right to your situation. I see him walking right into your health. I see him walking right where you are. You see the miracle working Jesus. What a word. What a word. Are you there? I'm at work the works of him that sent me. Now look at verse 5 quickly. Quickly. Scripture says, where's my iPad? Scripture says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. I don't know how long you are walking in darkness, but I see a light shining in your path. I see a light shining in the path. I see a light brightening your way. May your way get brighter and brighter and brighter. May the light of Jesus brighten your path. May you see his glory in your life. May your every darkness dispel from your life. In the name of Jesus. My Jesus. My Jesus. You not walk in darkness again. You not walk in failure again. You not walk in disappointment again. You not walk in disgrace again. You not walk in shame again. You not walk in humiliation again. For the light is shining your path. Some of you hear me. Some of you, there's an enemy who has laid traps for you. The traps are there. And they're there. You're supposed to trip on them and fall. But the light will shine. When the light comes on, you say, hey, I'm running from this trap. I'm jumping over this one. I'm running. Hey, the light shine in your path in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're not falling to any trap. You're not falling to any trap. You will do well. You will do well. You will do well. God is going to be gracious to you. Clap your hands for the Lord. Am I preaching to you here? Are you hearing the word of God here? What a word. Let me just conclude now. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go, go, go. Wash in the pool of Siloam, which is in my interpretation sense. He went his way. Now, if the part you must play for your miracle is to obey. If you want to obey what the word of God says, Jesus said, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And the Bible says, beautiful, verse 8. The neighbors therefore, okay, verse 7. Wash in the pool of Siloam, which is in the petition sent, he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. He went to wash and came seeing. Things are going to change in your life. I don't know whether anybody believes God the way I believe God this morning. Is there any believer in the church? Ask your neighbor, am I sitting by a believer? Am I sitting by a believer? Are you an unbeliever? Are you an unbeliever? Are you a believer? Am I standing by a believer? Do you believe God can do it? Do you believe God can do it? The next time I see you, you'll be seen. The people saw this man walking blind. The next time they saw him, he was seen. The next time they see you, you'll be driving your own car. The next time they see you, you'll be carrying your baby. The next time they see you, you'll be distributing your wedding card. The next time they see you, you have a testimony. a word. Do you believe it? They knew you before. They knew you before. But when they see you again, I said, when they see you again, look at the scripture. Look at it. Look at what happened. As you close, look at it. Ha, Jesus. Verse 8. The neighbors therefore, and they that before had seen him, that was blind, said, it's not this that sat and begged. They knew him as a beggar. They knew him as a poor man. They knew him as a struggling lady. They knew him as a useless person. Is this not the one? Is this not the one? Is this not? Your story is changing from today. I said your story is changing. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Karorobo shikibahataya. Mahandiribo shikibahataya. In the name of Jesus. Tell three people your story is changing. Tell them. Three people, your story is changing. Give them high five and tell them your story is changing. Your story is changing. Okay, make it seven. Add four more. Give them high five and tell them your story. Your story is changing. It's changing. It is changing. It is changing. Your neighbors will be surprised. Those who knew will be surprised. Your friends will be surprised. Your family members will be surprised. Those who knew will be surprised. Because your story is changing. It is changing. It is changing. It is changing. It is changing. Hallelujah. It's not this that who sat and begged. Isn't it the coffee broke man that we see all the time? Isn't this unemployed foolish boy walking around? Isn't this boy the school dropout? Isn't this girl who was supposed to be good for nothing? Is it not the man who sat by and used to beg? My Jesus. Some say it is he. Others say he is like him. Yeah. My God. My God. My God. Some say it is answered that it is like him. The changing was so great. They couldn't be sure whether it is you. Are you there? Because you see, you used to work local, but now you're walking. You're walking. You're walking. You're walking. You're walking. You used to work as a blind person. Where should I go? Where should I go? And they've seen the man falling in gutters because he's blind. He threw it and fall down and so on. But now they see him walking. He sits and jumps. Oh, ready? Hey, they see the man jumping, they see the man skipping, they will see you dancing, they will see you rejoicing, they will see the hand of God on your life, they will see the blessing of God in your life. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Are you there? Some said it is him, others said it is like him. The man stopped his car, he rolled out the window and said, I am the one. I am the one. I am the one who used to be down there. But look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. May God change your story from now. The louder your amen, the bigger your blessing. My Jesus. My Jesus. Your story is changing. I say your story is changing. Your story is changing. Those who knew you never expected you to sit there in the chair you are sitting in. Somebody told me he was sitting in a chair. Somebody came to the office and said he was looking for the boss. And when they opened the door and they saw her sitting in the chair, the person almost collapsed. I knew him. Auntie B will tell you she used to sell Atadre. You know Atadre? Tiger nuts. She used to sell oranges at Nkoko when the bus stops. I say, Anka waho, Anka chadia waho, Anka. She used to run after buses. But today, she lives in her own house. She has her own business. What a shock. She told us And TB told us how somebody came to the house because she wanted a sprayer to come and spray insect from the house. And when the sprayer came to the house, and she said, the sprayer came in, he was going to say, ah, now, oh, it's a mini one, and TB got your kitchen.
Ah. And you only, I'm saying, ah, what could I bring to the ah, yes, madam, be na ye wa, I'm saying, hey. Oh, I love you.
Somebody say, hey! Somebody shout, 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 hey! Shout, hey! 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 Shock. They knew you. The man was coming to spray the house. He even thought that she was the maid of the owner of the house, but she was the landlord and she has her own business. I see your story changing. It will be a beautiful story. It will be a beautiful story. It will be a beautiful story. Your story shall be beautiful. Stand to your feet if you believe what I'm saying and clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. A shout of praise. A shout of praise. It will be beautiful. It will be beautiful. Hallelujah. A few days ago, about 3 weeks ago, a lady called me and said, Bishop, we just got married less than 2 years. And she said, God has blessed us. My husband and I are moving to our own house. I said, I'm coming to dedicate the house. I walked into the house and dedicated a beautiful house. You are the next person to come and call the pastor for a prayer of dedication. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? God can do it. 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 They said, "Hey, you're Noah, and 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 you're Noah." Yay! Lift your two hands to the Lord. Bless Him this morning. Say, Lord, I thank You. Lift your voice and thank Him. Thank Him that your story is changing. Thank Him. We are stopping to blame other people. We are stopping to blame ourselves. We are stopping to look for other faults. We are trying to say, it's my wife's fault. It's my husband's fault. It's my mother's fault. It's my children's fault. No, 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 no. We say, Lord, manifest your power. Manifest your glory. Manifest your grace. Rakaboto shikibahate. Lift your voice and pray. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Now lift your hands to the Lord.
If this is your power, if this is your glory, if this is your presence, then let it rain. Oh, if this is your power,
come on.
If this is your glory, if this is your presence, let it rain. Your power. If this-
this is your glory, if this is your presence, then let it rain. Oh, if this is your power, if this is your glory, if this is your presence, hey, then let it rain.
Come on, lift your two hands and say, God for a miracle, believing God for step to step into your situation, believing God to turn things around, believing God for a miracle. Just hold your hand towards your chest and let's pray together. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for your people. If this is your power, if this is your glory, let it rain upon us. Let it rain fall, oh God. The rain of your blessing, the rain of your deliverance, the rain that changes our story, let the rain fall upon our lives. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you today. Show yourself strong on our behalf. Manifest your glory. Manifest your power. Do what only you can do. You are a specialist. You specialize in doing miracles. You specialize in healing. You specialize in salvation. You specialize in deliverance. You specialize in making us overcomers. Lord, do what you do best. Do what you do best in your people. Do what you do best in your children. Do what you do best in your in the church, oh God. Glorify your people, oh God. Let your glory be seen, oh God. We have stopped the blame game. We have stopped looking at others we have stopped blaming others. But I say, Lord, manifest your power. Manifest your glory. Manifest your grace. I bless you, Father, for today. Thank you for this morning and for what you have begun to do. Accomplish that great thing. And may all see your hand and may they see your glory. I bless you. I thank you. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Why don't you clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise? A shout of praise. A shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Close your eyes with me. Now, before we end this service, if you can all stand, I'll be grateful. Now, if you're here this Sunday morning, maybe somebody invited you to come to church, or maybe you used to come but you are backslidden, you have fallen away from God. Today, this Sunday, the last Sunday of July, we want to say, Pastor, I know I'm a sinner. I've done many wrong things. But today, I want God to forgive me. You want to say, I'm not sure whether I go to heaven or hell when I die. I'm not sure I'm born again. But today, I want Jesus to come into my heart. I want to be born again. If you're here this morning, you want to give your life to Christ. You want to go to heaven when you die. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it higher than your head. Lift it high, high. I see your hands. Lift it higher, 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 higher. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see so many hands. Let it go higher. You want to say, today, I need Jesus in my life. Lift your hand up. I want to pray with you. Father, thank you for every hand that is lifted. Let today be a new day in their lives. in the name of Jesus. If you have lifted your hand up, I'd ask you to come to me from where you are. Just walk from where you are and come all the way. Come to me.
Happy day when Jesus was my sins away.
He taught me
to watch and pray
and live rejoicing every day.
Everyone join us and pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you. I know I am a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I come to you just as I am. Wash away my sins. Make me your own child. I want to serve you. I want to follow you. I want to walk with you the rest of my life. Jesus, from today, I am yours and you are mine. From today, I promise to follow you. I promise to serve you. I promise to love you the rest of my life. Thank you for hearing me today. From now, I am born again. I am a born again Christian. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for these wonderful people. I bless you for every one of them and for their lives. Let today mark a day of a new beginning. Show them your will and show them your way. May none of them fall away from you, but may they walk with you closely the rest of their lives. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. I believe you have been blessed by the word of God today. I believe God has spoken to you and you have learned wonderful lessons for your life today. If you want to reach me, you can always call these numbers 0234-799-111. Again, 0234-799-111. Or you can also call 0279-747-173. That number again is 0279-747-173. If you call and the numbers are busy, please keep calling. Or you can also send a text to these numbers. You can also send me a message on Facebook, Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Or if you want to send a mail, you can also send it to bishopsaki@gmail.com. On Sundays, you can find me at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. The Kadesh is located on the Broadcasting Road on the way to Kaswa. You don't get to the Kaswa toll. It is towards the left. You ask anybody, where is the Broadcasting Road? Now, if you come up a little bit, you're going to find a beautiful tent, a huge tent. That is where the Kadesh is. Make the time and visit us at the Kadesh Lara Chapel International, the tent on fire. I tell you, we're having exciting and amazing times in the presence of the Lord. You will be so happy, so blessed, and so inspired. I'll be there to meet you on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning till evening. I'm there all the time. I love you, and keep listening, and we'll see you at the Kadesh, the tent on fire. God bless you.